this Memorial Day night, and this is Coast to Coast AM. You know, for years it has been my tradition to read on Memorial Day night, whenever I am on the air, A Soldier Died Today. And for so long, I didn't know who wrote this. Well, I found out several years ago and had an opportunity just a few days ago to interview him. His name is Larry Vaincourt. Larry is going to be 83 years old in October. He was born in New York. He was in World War II. He has dual citizenship. He's a Canadian and he is a U.S. citizen. He is a photographer by trade. And he wrote this most incredible poem that I will read for you in a moment called A Soldier Died Today.
Well, I did it in 87. As a matter of fact, I was rather odd. I was just out the door on my way down to the newspaper office where I was to drop off my column, and I saw a neighbor of mine walking down the street, a veteran like myself, a guy about my age, and he's a rather quite ordinary chap, you know. He mentioned he was on his way down to the Legion, and I started off up to the newspaper office, which is about a 45-minute drive away. And as I drove along, I had a small recorder with me, and the poem just started coming into my mind. By the time I got up to the office, I had it three quarters on tape, and I didn't think much of it. I used it for our November issue, and thought no more of it for a couple of years, and then it started turning up. Various newspapers contact me and asking me for permission to print it. And then I believe your program was what set the thing in motion, because I and my son got a tremendous amount of mail on it. As a matter of fact, I believe he said that he broke down his computer, yes, and there was a tremendous amount of attention to it. Was, you know, completely flabbergasted, you know, the attention that I got. And it seems to have carried on over the years. I thought, you know, in 1 or 2 years I'd hear no more of it. But every May and every November 11th, I seem to get, you know, a real flock of mail.
You can tell when we read it, can't you?
Yes. Oh, yes, I can.
Hey, Larry, what does the poem mean to you?
Well, it has come to mean, you know, as I said, I didn't really think too much of it at the time. I was writing poetry. I have been for years. And as I watched my friend walk down the street that day, the first few lines came to my mind, getting old and punchy. He was a rotund little man with a lot of his hair missing. And he spent a great deal of time at the Legion. And I just, you know, I wrote it half for him. And
Larry, we've got a lot of veterans who listen to this program, and we've got some soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan who listen to this program. I'd like to wrap this up with you by just having you say something to them.
Of course, if you would like my personal opinion, I think they're doing a wonderful job, but I don't feel they should be there at all. That is my opinion. And thank you for allowing me to voice it over the air.
A soldier died today. He was getting old and his hair was falling fast, and he sat around telling stories of the past, of a war that he had fought in and the deeds that he had done in his exploits with buddies. They were heroes, everyone. And though sometimes to his neighbors his tales became a joke, all his buddies listened, for they knew whereof he spoke. But we'll hear his tales no longer, for he has passed away, and the world's a little poorer, for a soldier died today. No, he won't be mourned by many, just his friends, children, and wife, for he lived a very quiet sort of ordinary life. He held a job and raised a family, quietly going on his way, and the world won't note his passing, though a soldier died today. When politicians leave this earth, their bodies lie in state, while thousands note their passing and proclaim that they were great. Papers tell of their life stories from the time that they were young, but the passing of a soldier goes unnoticed, and unsung. Is the greatest contribution to the welfare of our land some jerk who breaks his promises and cons his fellow man? Or the ordinary fellow who, in times of war and strife, goes off to serve his country and offer up his life? The politician's stipend and the style in which he lives are sometimes disproportionate to the service that he gives, while the ordinary soldier, who offered up his all, is paid off with a medal and perhaps a pension, small. It's so easy to forget them, for it was so long ago that the husbands, sons, and fathers went to battle. But we know it was not the politicians with their compromise and ploys who won for us the freedom that this country now enjoys. Should you find yourself in danger with your enemies at hand, would you really want some cop-out politician with his waffling stand? Or would you want a soldier who has sworn to defend his home, his kin, and country, and would fight until the end? He was just a common soldier, and his ranks are growing thin. But his presence should remind us we may need his like again. For when countries are in conflict, then we find the soldier's part is to clean up all the troubles that the politicians start. If we cannot do him honor while he's here to receive the praise, then at least let's give him homage at the ending of his days. Perhaps a simple headline in the paper that might say, "Our country is in mourning, for a soldier died today."